everyone has a purpose here on Earth, and I feel like I'm living my purpose at a purpose-driven company. I mean, knock on wood, if it's gone tomorrow, I've lived my best day today.
Welcome to the new podcast series for the Global Wellness Summit, recorded live during our 2019 summit at the Grand Hyatt Singapore. I'm Kim Marshall. How do you get the head of a publicly traded company to listen to you when you're brand new in your role? How does the art of the pivot help in a time of natural disasters and political upheaval? How do you ensure that a brand can actually live up to their wellness hype? And how is job one convincing leadership to get on board with Global Wellness Day by offering free wellness activities around the world for a day? We'll learn about all that and more when we talk to Mia Karikos, Senior Vice President and Global Head of Wellbeing at Hyatt Hotels and winner of the Global Wellness Summit's 2019 Leading Women in Wellness Award. But before we get to the interview with my good friend who somehow combines warm and fuzzy authenticity with international corporate business savvy, I want to introduce you to Barbara Gavazzoli from Comfort Zone.
For a skincare brand to play a role in the skincare industry has to be really holistic and at the same time, you know, deeply rooted into knowledge, into science, and it's a constant evolution.
Later in the episode, Barbara will share why she thinks spas are where great skincare is actually born. Here we are, the end of day two. We've lived to tell the tale, and we saved the best for last tonight, because here we have the reason for it all, the reason we're here at the Grand Hyatt Singapore, and could have been the Grand Hyatt Hong Kong. Who are we talking to? Who are you, young lady?
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
I'm Mia Karikos, and I am the SVP and Global Head of Wellbeing at Hyatt.
I hope you guys heard that title because you're not going to hear that much in the world. It's such a cool title. Now, Mia, we have known each other for quite some time. I think I first met you at an auction table at the International Spa Association
yes.
meeting in Vegas. And I thought, why is she so nice? What is wrong with her? And then
I wanted you to be my friend.
Oh, well, it worked because next thing you know, we were in an ATV in the Moroccan desert. And then all of a sudden, we looked up and thought in the distance in the dunes, there were dogs. As we got closer, they were actually camels. And the next thing you know, we were on top of them.
Yes, we've ridden camels together in the desert. And that's not something you can say to a lot of people.
No, where did we sleep that night? Not together, but you know.
Under the stars in the Sahara Desert.
In tents with open flaps. Scream. I kept thinking, what kind of bat lives in the desert? It was terrible. Anyway, it was so cool after it was done. Really cool. Okay, Miss Mia, you have worked in the hotel spa and wellness space for a while now. And let's see, I think you worked at Spa Finder, right? You've worked on the board of the Global Wellness Summit. But just over a year ago, your life took a turn here. How did you, Miss Spa Wellness Visualizer, how did you visualize your dream job and how did it happen?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because my dream job, I thought, was working for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my own company after working several years at Starwood and working for a workplace wellness company and working for Spa Finder, and the list continues. And I think the beauty of dreams is that you have new ones all the time. And I never planned on coming to work for Hyatt. Hyatt found me.
Mm-hmm.
And really, after 20 years of working very hard to legitimize the business of wellness and well-being
mm-hmm.
With my roots in spa, Hyatt came to me with a case prepared and at the highest level of the organization from the CEO. And it was a moment in time that I will never forget.
I won't either. I'm like, what? My girlfriend has had this WeWork lifestyle. She's worked in all these big corporations. Now she's free. But you know, sometimes I think it's a lesson that we can learn from your example is that sometimes life takes a turn you don't expect that enables you to do things you never thought you could quite accomplish.
My favorite metaphor is in this life, you can either be the river or the rock. And I think in my 20s, I was always the rock. in my 30s, I probably was still the rock because it's like, I need to do this. I should be doing this. Mm-hmm. I have to climb this rung. I need to do that. Mm-hmm. And once I got to my 40s, I was like, I'm just going to be the river and see where life takes me. Mm-hmm. And it took me to a place I could have never imagined on my own. And
I know.
So that's the wow for me.
Right. And let's just backtrack a second. What were you doing at Starwood? I think it's kind of fun because it was in the sort of middle of the blossoming of resort spas.
Mm-hmm. I basically eventually led the spa and wellness division across all their brands, and I built all of Starwood's spa brands. So Heavenly Spa for Weston, Shine Spa for Sheridan, Remed for St. Regis, Bliss for W, and later Away for W, and Explore for La Meridian, and several more. When the world was exploding with spa brands and every hotel brand needed to have their own, and that was the fun that I got to have, was working across the portfolio around the globe.
Yeah. And I think in this journey that we're, you know, this metaphor we keep using, we used to think like when you, in the early days, when you'd go to a spa, say a destination spa, it was a fat farm, you wanted to lose weight, right? Mm-hmm. But then as you got more self-actualized and realized what was really happening, that was the least of the goals. It was really to get that aha moment in your life and say, I will start that business. I will leave that bastard. I will try to fly, whatever, right? So it's the same, I think, with the spa and wellness industry. First, it was like, you've got to have a massage room, and you got to have a facial room, and you got to have a prettier and a skincare and whatever. But where are we now with that wellness industry? Where do you think we are?
I think the wellness lifestyle was born in hospitality, in spas and fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it was first understood. But what happened over time is that the wellness lifestyle started permeating the four walls of the spa, of the hotel, mm-hmm. and really started cascading into mainstream marketplace. I think people started realizing in this information age, the real evidence and science behind wellness and well-being that ultimately legitimized it. But it took the same road as spas did in hotels and others, where there are a lot of naysayers. We call that the redheaded stepchild of the hospitality industry.
Yeah.
And I think what's happened now is that the information, evidence, and science has caught up. And it, as it turns out, those practices we first learned about 20 years ago, 30 years ago, in health resorts and destination spas that were known as fat farms at that time, and spas later in hotels and so on, is that focusing on our own personal well-being actually is what helps us to be successful and live long, rich lives, not monetarily, but health-wise.
Yeah, because we've been talking to a lot of leaders here, and they just keep saying, okay, the money was there, okay, the success was there, but there was something in my gut. And what I love to hear about your job now, Mia, is that, sure, it's all well and good, and it is necessary to offer wellness to the guests. But I'm so tickled to death to hear mm-hmm. that you're also responsible for offering wellness to the employees.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So the remit of my job, what does global head of well-being mean at Hyatt,
mm-hmm.
is to set the vision and strategy for what wellness and well-being means, both commercially, so in our hotels and between hotel stays, but also for colleagues in partnership with our chief HR officer. And that is what inspired me to come to Hyatt, because they conceived of a role to, for the first time, to pull these two entities together, which is amazing.
Amazing, because, you know, you talk about Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Typically, you want your employees to be healthy, but you've got a lot of work to do. You know, you don't have time for that. So to really put their money where their mouth is. So tell me what the Hyatt's landmarks of well-being mean.
Sure. So we did a lot of research and understanding what was important to our most valuable customers around the globe. And when we talked about wellness and well-being, they generally categorize the same three concepts, emotional and mental well-being, mm-hmm. how you power yourself through things like food and hydration and sleep, so nutrition,
mm-hmm.
and then also physical well-being, how you function, you move, and so forth. So we decided to name those three areas feel, fuel, and function. Feel being emotional and mental well-being.
And I can't believe you put that first. And sometimes people would never mention it, and it's first.
It's first. Feel, fuel, and function, because how you feel is all about your emotional, mental well-being. How you fuel is through food and hydration, but also sleep, which is fuel for the body.
Let's talk about it.
And then function, how you physically move, but also how you function and work, life, and play. Do you have the energy to be who you need to be, where you need to be? And so it's a very simple platform for us to speak to well-being.
Can you believe one of Mia's jobs is also finding ways to keep the 45,000 employees of Hyatt around the world well? I hate to interrupt her story, but let's take a moment to learn more about Comfort Zone.
Why do you think the spa industry is a great place for great skincare to be born? Why is that?
Well, because people that go to spa are very demanding. You know, they really want something that has to give good results, but also be very respectful of their skin and of their soul as well. Mm-hmm. So I think that for a skincare brand to play a role in the skincare industry has to be really holistic and at the same time, you know, deeply rooted into knowledge, into science, and it's a constant evolution. So, of course, we have to incorporate ancient traditions, but we also have to look ahead. And so that's where I think companies to play a role there need to stay very dynamic.
Well, let's be honest, in this online world, people are, you know, reading websites and customer reviews, but where else but a spa? Where better can you lay there for an hour, hour and a half? And you're literally taught by your esthetician, right?
Yeah. And you're touched by her. And you, so there's, I think, such a deep connection. And the touch doesn't lie. I mean, either it's there or it's not. That's where I think education and belonging to a brand that has a person at the center of it and not the skin makes the difference.
Yeah.
You get into that mindset.
You can find out more about the partnership between Comfort Zone and the Carillon Miami Wellness Resort by visiting carillonhotel.com. That's C-A-R-I-L-L-O-N hotel.com. Now let's get back to our conversation with Mia Karikos from Hyatt.
Speaking of feeling good in spite of stuff, I think our listeners who work in any kind of corporate setting have read the news and they can see that sometimes the best laid plans, like I live in California, you might want to do something one weekend and there's a fire in Malibu or coming down the hill and your road's cut off. Or you live in Florida and there's a hurricane watch and a hotel shut down. We had something similar here with the Global Wellness Summit and your wonderful, all right, just a minute to just say the excitement of last year in Italy when the big reveal came at the end of the summit that would be at the Grand Hyatt Hong Kong. All of us were like, Hong Kong, we can't wait to go. Little did we ever know that Hong Kong would go through these difficulties. And this is an example of pivoting corporate-wise.
Yes.
How did that happen and why does it make you proud?
It happened because we had been monitoring the situation for quite some time. Our own Hyatt Asian office is headquartered in Hong Kong, so we are very excited to have it there. But we had people on the ground that were monitoring the situation, and we were just starting to get concerned. And the last thing we would ever want to do is take business away from Hong Kong. But our purpose is we care for people so that they can be their best. And it became quite clear that the growing anxiety in the situation would be really not living our purpose if we stayed there. But it wasn't our decision. It needed to be the Global Wellness Summit's decision because we were really supporting them. And when the airport, unfortunately, was, you know,
shut down,
it became quite clear that a move was necessary. And I will say that our team had thought through a contingency plan so that we were prepared.
You're kidding.
We quietly had identified Singapore as
Thank
an alternative option
Singapore.
with the same dates. So we were, how lucky for us that we had the same dates available. And when the decision was made, within 48 hours, we put a whole transition team together that transitioned all the plans from Hong Kong to here in Singapore. And I have to say that this summit here in Singapore would not have been possible without our Hong Kong team to pass the baton so elegantly. It really
Amazing.
Is a business study that I only got to be the maestro of.
Yeah.
I mean, truly, it was amazing.
Well, I had the privilege of visiting the Grand Hyatt Hong Kong in, I don't know, mid-90s or something, and it was like a stunner, right? It was, oh, here you are in the harbor and the everything. But I'll tell you what we might have lost in being on Hong Kong Harbor, we made up with love and welcome here. I'm in the hospitality industry my whole career, And I lost my phone the other day because a dear friend, it looks like there, she picked it up. And I didn't know she picked it up. And I ran into the conference room and I was like, I lost my phone. And I really felt like one of those movies where they put someone on a stretcher and they put the spotlight, find your phone. It's walkie-talkies. Don't you worry, miss. I'm like, but you just met me. I mean, it was great. Just a little example.
Thank you. I'm so glad to hear that.
Well, the other thing that I wanted to ask you about is putting your money where your mouth is. Not only did you, in 11 minutes, encourage your CEO, after you got the job, to sponsor the Global Wellness Summit, being the presenting sponsor, which is quite the commitment, but also tell us what happened with Global Wellness Day.
Yes. Global Wellness Day, I was very excited when we had an opportunity to bring our landmarks to life because they're just about a year old. We saw Global Wellness Day as the greatest way to help our hotels bring them to life in their own ways.
And what is Global Wellness Day again?
Global Wellness Day, just so everyone knows, is a day kind of like Earth Day. It's existed for the last 7 years, and it's where we can basically celebrate wellness and well-being in nonprofit ways. So the bottom line is that the idea is to bring universities, schools, hospitalities, businesses of all sizes, small, large, private, public, to celebrate and educate their own communities by hosting complimentary events.
And let's emphasize complimentary.
Yes, complimentary. So nonprofit. And the whole point is you offer events for free. And so we celebrated Global Wellness Day with over 400 properties that hosted free events along our landmarks of Feel, Fuel, and Function to the wellness of the communities within which they operated. And it was an amazing celebration for us.
Listen, I got to tell you, you know, in the end, hotels are a business. So I can see you marching in there. Well, we've got to put out a program, but we can't charge money for it. So here's some of the things I had in my notes. In Honolulu, the hotel there, the Hyatt Centric, I think, there was a hike around Diamond Head Volcano, meditation session in Missouri, India, a work-life balance seminar for guests and colleagues at the Grand Hyatt Kochi. And then what happened at your global global corporate headquarters?
At our corporate headquarters, we actually brought in meditation and yoga experts, and we offered complimentary classes. We also provided lunch complimentary that day, built with all the healthiest principles in mind. We offered breakfast, lunch to the whole office of 700 associates. It was fabulous. We really celebrated the day globally.
Well, you know, it is kind of emotional when you think about it, because as you know, I helped Belgin Aksoy, who founded it. She's a cancer survivor. She wanted to say thanks to the universe. She's from Turkey. She was celebrating it in one country. And she said, can you help me take it around the world? That was in 2014. And here we are, 2019, 6 continents, 150 countries, 6,000 locations. We know that this year something really special happened, but what I am so amazed at, you were an ambassador with me on Global Wellness Day, and you came to Belgin when you got the job and said what?
I said, we are going to put Global Wellness Day on Hyatt's corporate calendar, and it will be celebrated every year in some way, shape, or form around the globe.
Okay, I'm looking at the production crew just to say, this woman made that commitment, and then on the morning of Global Wellness Day, what did we see? Oprah posted about Global Wellness Day. And Belgin called me from Turkey. She's like, I can't breathe. Look, what do I even do? How do I post now? I'm like, you forget how to post on Instagram? And then, how many months later, what royal couple said it's cool?
I know. Can you believe it? Prince Harry and Meghan Markle said of the 15 causes that they were going to focus on and basically follow on Instagram, Global Wellness Day was at the top of the list. So it was pretty astonishing, the social phenomenon that's taken place because of Belgin's initial idea, but for passionate people around the globe that have helped to spread the word. And like yourself, Kim. Aww. You deserve a lot of credit.
Oh, it was so fun. We're still doing it, Mia, so it's exactly. Not over yet. But you know what's real cool is to see that the Global Wellness Summit that you and I have attended for so long gives birth to so many things.
Yes.
And without GWS, Belgin could not have accomplished as quickly what she did. And I dare say, without GWS, perhaps one of your major dreams wouldn't have come true, right?
It's true.
It's a really great positioning. But, you know, the people who listen to this maybe would have never attended a summit. As a woman in business and women of the future, we learned that here. What tips would you give to people on a career path with the...
You're going to make me sound really cheesy, Kim, but I'm going to do this for you. Everyone has a purpose here on Earth, and I feel like I'm living my purpose at a purpose-driven company. I mean, knock on wood, if it's gone tomorrow, I've lived my best day today, you know, and I really believe that. So I really feel like everyone's got a calling deep down, and they just have to trust it enough to set it free and follow it.
Oh, my God. Do you see why I love this girl? Do you understand what I'm saying to you? And the next podcast is going to be from her living room in Chicago because her view out her window, it's just, I'm just saying.
On the couch you helped me get. That's a story for another time.
That's another episode. Thank you, Mia.
My
pleasure. Keep up the good work, my friend.
You keep up the good work. Thank you for letting me come visit today.
Okay.
See you.
See you. Thanks for tuning in to this first series of podcasts from the Global Wellness Summit. Please head to globalwellnesssummit.com to learn more and click on the Global Wellness Trends tab to see complete trend reports from the past few years. I'm Kim Marshall from Swell Public Relations, and thanks for listening.